Tiger!
Order, order.
An early start to the week with a morning briefing for members of the Finance and Expenditure Committee from Finance Minister Bill English, who, as Rhys Lyon reports, announced the next big date on the parliamentary calendar.
The Finance Minister appeared before the Finance and Expenditure Committee to deliver this year's budget policy statement, where, along with announcing Budget Day as the 26th of May, he sought to outline the benefits of the recently signed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal.
Better access to 800 million customers, accounting for about 36% of global GDP.
But New Zealand First's member of the committee, Fletcher Tabateau, was sceptical about the government's figures around the TPPA and suggested it could instead reduce New Zealand's access to some export markets.
Within the TPPA itself, for example, the numbers just don't make any sense at all.
Mr English didn't agree.
I mean, if you're trying to argue that somehow we're worse off for the pretty obvious gains that have been made, then I just disagree with it. I mean, we can't be worse off.
The Finance Minister was confident of the trade agreement's stated benefits.
My views about it, I think, are conditioned by the feedback directly from the export sector. So people who've got their capital at risk, whose jobs depend on this, are not saying to us, don't do it. They're all saying, why didn't you get more if you could have?
Mr Tabateau, though, suggested that feedback was reliant on the accuracy of the government's own analysis of the deal.
And many New Zealand businesses are relying on you and looking to you and the Prime Minister for that guidance. So a lot of the support that you're talking about is based on what you're telling New Zealand businesses.
Again, Bill English disagreed.
New Zealand businesses are not dumb. They don't sit around waiting for politicians to tell them how to run their business. Any of them that I've come across have looked hard, whether it's the cherry growers, the kiwi fruit people, dairy, beef, meat, intellectual property, copyright. They've looked pretty hard at this thing, and I don't think they're relying on, you know, government calculations by the bureaucrats.
Finance Minister Bill English speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon in the committee rooms, while there were more questions from Mr English in the chamber, starting with his patsy from one of his own national backbenchers, Jian Yang.
Mr Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Finance and asks, how will Budget 2016 support the further growth in jobs and wages while maintaining the government's fiscal management?
The Honourable Bill English.
The Finance Minister said the budget, his eighth, would continue the National Government's record of maintaining fiscal discipline.
As we said in the budget policy statement, with the budget now broadly in balance, the government will not distinguish between forecasts of small negative and small positive balances.
First opposition question for Mr English came from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Is ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley correct when he says, quote, on a per capita basis, there has essentially been no growth over the past year?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, in fact, you may not be correct. Depends how you measure growth over the last year.
Sitting beside Mr English, his Prime Minister saw an opportunity to score a political point.
What is New Zealand's unemployment rate, and has he seen any predictions of the unemployment rate going to 7%?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the most recent unemployment number was, I think, 5.3%, which was somewhat below the Labour Party finance spokesman's forecast, which, as usual, is based on his wishful thinking that everything will go bad suddenly. And he forecast 7%.
And he was not alone.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Has the Minister of Finance seen the forecast from the Treasury of unemployment being 6.5% in 2016 and possibly reaching 7% in 2017?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, you've always got to be a bit careful with quarter-to-quarter numbers. But Treasury turns out...
They're wrong as well.
Turns out Treasury were wrong, but it's pretty hard to be wronger than the opposition finance spokesman.
Two wrongs don't make a wronger, but John Key couldn't resist another dig at his rivals across the chamber.
This is the party that told us all they care about is the TPP, but they know they're getting ripped apart on it and don't like it. Mr Speaker, it's been a horrible start to the year for the Labour Party, hasn't it? Really horrible.
Order. That's enough now.
Certainly is. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.